religious, dear parishioners. As we know, today is the first day of the church year. I guess I wish you a happy New Year's Day, liturgically speaking. But it begins, of course, with the penitential season of Advent. And as I look at the four candles of the Advent wreath, I'm reminded of the beginning and the end. I'm reminded of the beginning of the world because those four candles represent each 1,000 years going back to creation. And today's gospel is about the end of the world. We heard it last Sunday, but we're going to hear it again. The church juxtaposes these two gospels on the end of the world at a time when we are preparing for the renewal in memory of the first coming of our Lord, when he was born as a little baby. So, as I said, my thoughts are about the beginning of things and the end of things. There was a beginning to this world, this universe, and as we know it, will also be an end to this world as we know this universe. It will be remade into a new world, as St. John tells us in the Apocalypse, but in its present form, it will be destroyed. God will come at the end of time to destroy the world by fire. And that will be, will happen at the resurrection of the body, and it will be the general judgment. So, back to the beginning of things. How old is the earth? How old is this universe? Well, historically, we know that Adam and Eve were created about 6,000 years ago. We're in the year 2019, and there was 4,000 years approximately before the coming of Christ. That's historical fact. It's historical record. Nobody can dispute that. The only disputation or discussion that can happen is how long were those 6 days of creation, and we know that the sun wasn't created till the second or third day, so was it a 24-hour period? The Protestants tend to take that very literally because, again, they don't have the infallible church to guide them to know when to take things literally, when to take them figuratively, Holy Scripture. But we as Catholics have the infallible guide of the church. And we see that the church does not demand of us a very strict, literal interpretation where it would be 6,000 years. I personally, very much a believer in the younger earth theory, or the younger earth understanding. It certainly seems to be more consistent with what is in Holy Scripture, what the fathers and doctors of the church have said, what the church has taught us, but the church doesn't give us a literal exact number of years we have to believe in. That part actually would matter for our salvation, whether the earth is 6,005 years old or 7,200 years old. God created it, he made it out of nothing, and that is what we believe in, of course, and that's what reason tells us as well. So what was it like before anything existed except for God? There was nothing, literally nothing. There was only, of course, besides God. There was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost from all eternity. And God made that free choice. He was under no compulsion. He didn't have to do it, in other words. He could have have gone and visited Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to have the most blessed Trinity. There would be no time, actually, because there's no change to be measured. So it's kind of hard for us to really even imagine. So what's it like when nothing exists except for God? There is no time. There's no beginning, no end. I'm reminded of a facetious allusion that St. Augustine makes in his book, The Confessions, and apparently this was kind of a theological joke at this time. And he mentions it in his Confessions. And the question is, what was God doing before he made the heavens and the earth? And the answer is, he was creating hell for people who ask too many questions. We know, of course, that before God created the visible world, he must have created the invisible world of angels. And we know that many of them rebelled against God. Hell was created at that time. They rebelled. And then God made this material world. And what a thought there for us to reflect on. He didn't have to do it. Really chose to do it. And not only to make it, but to redeem it. Why did God send his son? Because our first parents rebelled terribly. They completely turned their backs on God and wanted to be their own gods. So God would come die. That was the purpose of that baby being born, the divine infant on Christmas Day. He would be born to die, to pay the price in full measure for our sins. And he will come, as we say in the creed, to judge the living and the dead at the end of the world. Then human history, this universe, will have its historic end. We don't know what that time is. It seems like it's getting pretty close. Think of the signs and our work talks about. And of course, it seemed like even in the early ages, the end of the world seemed imminent to the apostles, to early Christians. Obviously, it didn't happen. The end of the world didn't happen then. But our Lord tells us to always be ready. That's why he tells us in today's gospel, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. So always live in that expectation that time may be very short. And of course, for each one of us, there will be an end of the world. When we are called out of this life, it may be sudden, it may be today, it may be a year from now, it may be 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, we don't know. But always be ready for that coming of Christ. We may not see, can't say for sure that we will see the second coming of Christ when he will come to judge the living and the dead, judge the entire human race. I mean, we will be there, but when we see the end of the world, can't say we will see it, but each one of us will see the coming of Christ on the day of our death. And the most certain things is that we will die. One of the most uncertain things, if not the most uncertain thing, is we don't know when, what day it will be. So let us begin Advent in the right spirit. And it's lamentable, truly, to see how the world has absolutely no regard or plot for Advent. It's already fully in the Christmas celebration. It seems to me that every year it comes earlier, that Christmas decoration. I think I was seeing them in November. We used to hold off till the end of November or mid-November. Now it's the beginning of November, maybe even the end of October. Such impatience. Such a lack of waiting. And preparation of the meal, nothing. Just we're going to celebrate Christmas. The parties have begun. Celebrations have begun. Everything is, all the decorations are up. And of course, we know they'll be tired of Christmas by the time it comes. How tragic. Let's have an Advent. Let's recognize how important preparation is. We know how that is. When something good or great happens, it's only, it depends on how well you prepare for it. It could be something as mundane as a game, you know, an athletic contest. You're only as good as your preparation. If you don't prepare, you're going to lose. If you want to do well on examination, you have to prepare, otherwise you're going to do badly. So let's prepare for Christmas. The world has been around a very long time. 4,000 years is a very long time. And it took that long until just the right amount of years went by for the Savior to come. St. Paul says, when the fullness of time came, God sent his Son. So 2,000 years wouldn't have been the fullness of time, would have been the right time. 3,000 years, 3,700 years wasn't the right time. 4,000 years of the fullness of time came. So what a lesson in patience. Yes, our joy will grow the closer and closer we get to Christmas. We get more and more into the Christmas spirit. Let's not get into it all at once. Let's practice that. It's a real sacrifice. I know myself, I just love Christmas music, but I'm not going to indulge in it, you know. Put it on, wait. Have a good Advent. Have your prayers, your sacrifices, your spiritual goals. Make it a good prepare for that beautiful feast of Christmas. We will see God in human flesh once more to celebrate that most amazing coming. There's no greater coming than could ever happen. So even what happened 2,000 years ago, we'll still relive it. We are grateful for it. We ask Jesus, come, Lord Jesus.